Heavenly Father, I pray this morning that you would reveal to the hearts of everyone present here this morning the state of their own souls. Dear God, be merciful and draw men and women and young people and children. Draw people to yourself. God, don't let anybody be conned this morning with a substitute, a demon faith. Lord God, don't let anybody be deceived and miss heaven by 18 inches. They got it all in their head, but they don't have Christ in their heart. God, don't let anybody miss it this morning. Father, I pray that you take the invitation this morning. And Lord, repentance would take place here and the new birth and saving faith. The Bible says that the demons believe. They're enlightened in their minds. The Bible says that the demons even tremble. They are stirred in their minds. Oh, but brethren, God this morning in his mercy wants to give us genuine saving faith. The demons believe and tremble. But the Bible says there's something beyond belief. There's something beyond trembling and being stirred. There's that heart change that comes when God comes to take up residence in a human heart. Do you have saving faith? Do you have saving faith?
Well, welcome back. I'm sorry about the long delay. Well, things have not been going quite well for me. A bit ago, I thought I was having a heart attack. Apparently, stress can do that to you. So, no good there. My MS has been kicking my ass. So, I've been pretty much a bit out of the weather. And I apologize. But today, I will bring you a little bit of news. And I'll be talking about the new Chaos Demons Codex. Well, let's see, we're not going to do no Malifaux today. We're going to cover that a little bit more in depth next time with its whole V2 changes and stuff. They actually are doing Malifaux version 2, so we'll get a little bit more in depth with play and some of the items that we're looking at, my views about how it's going. I'm going to play it. I'm going to have fun. I did pick up two Malifaux crews. I picked up a painted Showgirls crew with the Colette Avatar, Gunsmith, all the goodies. Got them all. About $35 painted. Not bad. Also picked up a Lucius crew with the new Rifleman that I wanted, and all the goodies there, some dogs and some Ostringers that cost $55 painted. Not bad painted. I got a case for it. I got the scheme and strategy decks. I don't know if that's going to stay the same or not. And I got a Through the Breach Fate deck. So it's pretty good buy. Let's see. Played a game of 40K with my buddy Brian. Yeah, for some odd reason, when I play Brian, I keep forgetting to pick out strategies and, you know, mission types. We just go at each other all the time. I went against his Crimson Fist with my Dark Angels. We came down to two Terminators, swing and last. So, of course, they're both going. They both died. That's how the game ended. Pretty cool. Been doing a lot of HeroClix, enjoying the new sculpts that got out, the new Teen Titans came out. Happy Father's Day to everyone. I'm recording this on Father's Day. Let's see. I have a contest winner for the Malifaux bag. Well, Malifaux box. He'll be getting a Kaladi starter set, as well as one of the Adepticon Fate decks that's from Through the Breach, so that's pretty cool. But let's see, today most importantly we're going to be talking about Chaos Demons. This book is pretty, it's a pretty cool book. I actually almost got corrupted, I'll be honest with you. As soon as this is done, I'm probably giving it to my buddy Lynn. He plays Chaos Humans, you know, Space Marines. I thought about it long and hard. I could do really cool looking army, paint them really well. I've been loving the whole army painter dip system, and I think that would work really good in painting this, so I'm just going to stay away from demons. Artwork on the book is pretty good. I've seen some reprints of some pictures and stuff. And let's just go ahead and go through about what this book holds. Let's see, we got the Legions Infernal. These will be your special rules for demons. They have demonic alignment. Demons can only join units that are composed entirely of demons of the same alignment. So, demons of Slaanesh, only with Slaanesh. Demons of Khorne, only with Khorne, such and such. Demon special rules. Demons of Khorne have the demon trait, Furious Charge, and Hatred towards the demons of Slaanesh. Special rules. Chariots with this rule resolve their Hammer Wrath with hits of Strength 7. Not bad. Next up we have Demons of Tzeentch. Demons of Tzeentch are demons. They have Hatred, Demons of Nurgle. Special rules. When manifesting psychic powers, Demons of Tzeentch have 3+ modifier to their leadership. In addition, Demons of Tzeentch reroll all saving throws of 1 on the results of 1. Pretty cool. Demons of Nurgle. Demons of Nurgle have the demon hatred have the demon rule, Hatred, Demons of Tzeentch. They have Shrouded, Slow and Purposeful special rules. In addition, units that are composed entirely of demons of Nurgle are treated as having defensive grenades. Pretty cool. Demons of Slaanesh. They're a demon. They have Fleet and Hatred towards Demons of Khorne. They have the Running special rules. In addition, this unit composed entirely of demons with Slaanesh run an additional 3 inches. This would normally be D6+3. Units that are entirely composed of cavalry models instead run an additional 6. Vehicles that are not walkers move an extra 3 inches whenever they move flat out instead. We have demonic instability. Let's see. A unit of special rule cannot be joined by any model without the special rule. Units with special rule automatically pass fear pending morale tests and cannot choose to fail any of these tests. When a unit with this rule loses in an assault, it must take an instability test at the check morale step of the sub-fight phase. You take a test, leadership test. If the dice roll is double ones or double sixes, the demon's presence. This is what happens. Now with this demon instability. Let's see. If the unit takes a leadership test, if the dice roll is double ones or double six, the demon's presence fluctuates. You roll a double one, reality blinks. All wounds suffered by the unit during that phase are restored. Pretty good. Double six, you're banished. The whole entire unit is gone. Now, assuming that the unit has not rolled the reality blinks or banished, compare the dice roll to the demon's leadership value, take into account modifiers, such and such, and you take extra wounds. Kind of like when you lose with undead in fantasy. Let's see, we have the Warlord trait table. Not going to go through it at all. It's pretty cool. What I do want to go through a little bit is the Warp Storm table. If your primary detachment is chosen from this codex, you'll roll 2d6 at the start of each of your shooting phase. You can compare the result of the Warp Storm table below. Some are good, some are bad. I would like to talk about rolling an 11 or 12. If you roll 11, you turn an enemy psyker into a spawn. That's pretty cool. And if you roll a 12, you get summoned from the warp. You can create a new unit under your control of 2d6 plus 3 bloodletters, pink horrors, plague bearers, or demonettes, your choice. And it's pretty cool. It's a whole little thing of the whole Warp Storm table that you go through. Next up, we have Bloodthirsters. They're out there. Bloodthirster is a Bloodthirster. A giant freaking angry guy with wings. Weapon skill 10, blisk skill 10, 6 strength, 6 toughness, 5 wounds, 9 initiative, 6 attacks, 9 leadership, 3 up save. Now, this is one of the demons that has a save outside of having a demon save. He gets demonic gifts, he gets his warp, forged armor, lash of corn, axe of corn. He's demon of corn, he's got demonic instability and deep strike. Next up, we have the Bloodletters of Khorne. These are your little bad mamma jammas. These are weapon skill ballistic skill 5, strength 4 models, toughness 3, 1 attack, leadership 7, save 6 plus. Now, don't forget they're demons, so they still get the demonic save. They get a Hellblade, which is pretty cool. I'm going to skip ahead and just read Hellblade because there's a couple things that I just wish they printed in the item. In the unit section with it. So, Hellblade. 65. Am I on the wrong page? 62. Hellblade. It's a user. It's got AP3 and melee. So, that's pretty cool. The marine killing weapon. Not bad at all. We have the Heralds of Khorne. They're the same thing. We have the Blood Crushers of Khorne. These are really pretty models. From what everyone tells me, they've kind of turned to shit in this codex. They are Blood Crushers, weapon skills, ballistic skills, strength 5, toughness 4, 3 wounds, 4 initiative, 3 attacks, leadership 7, 6 plus armor save. They're cavalry. They come with a Hellblade. They're Demons of Khorne. Demonic instability, and they can deep strike. Next up, this is where to say they got better. This unit got better. We have the Fleshhounds of Khorne. Weapon skill 5, 4 strength, 4 toughness, 2 wounds, 4 initiative, 2 attacks, leadership 7, save 6. These guys are beasts, they have the Collars of Khorne. Which is Collars of Khorne. A unit containing one or more models with a Collar of Khorne has a plus 2 to all bonuses to deny the witch. These guys are Demons of Khorne, Demon Instability, and the Deep Strike and Scout. Next up, we have two new units for Khorne. We have the Blood Thrones of Khorne. This is a chariot for your herald or whatever. Front, side, armor 12, rear 10, 3 hull points. It's a Demon of Khorne. It's Deep Strike. It's got Gorefest. When this model, Hammer of Wrath hits, one or more unsaved wounds in single phase, roll a d6 and score 4 plus, the model regains a single hull point. This also is a Totem of the Endless Bloodletting. Any Demon of Khorne who is within 6 inches of Herald of a Blood Throne benefits from the Herald's Locus exactly if they were in the same unit. Well, I guess we'll get to Locus in a bit. Do we have Skull Cannon of Khorne? Ballistic skill 5. Pretty good because this is a ranged weapon. Front side armor 12. Rear 10. 3 hull points. It's vehicle open top. Chariot. It's got Skull Cannon. Demon of Khorne. Deep Strike. And Gorefest. Skull Cannon is 61. Skull Cannon's range 36, strength 8, AP 5, heavy 1, Dread Skulls, ignores cover, large blast. Dread Skulls are place a marker next to each unit who takes one or more hits from this weapon. Any friendly demon unit that charges the unit so marked does not suffer the initiative penalty when charging through difficult terrain. Pretty cool. Gorefest, that's the same as the other one, where Hammer Wrath's rules. Of course, we have Skull Taker, special character, and Scarbrand. Not going to go too much over them. We have Karnak. That's the Bloodletter. Not the Bloodletter. The Fleshhound, the Hound of Vengeance, the Endless Hunter, the Talon of the Skull Throne. Pretty cool. Next up, we have Lord of Change. Pretty much, Lord of Change. He's a big Skeksis from the Dark Crystal. He's running at Weapon Skill, Ballistic Steel, Strength, Toughness 6, Wounds 5, 6 Initiative, 5 Attacks, 9 Leadership. Flying Monstrous Creature, Demons of Zinch, Demonic Instability, Deep Strike, Psyker, Mastery Level 2. It's a Psyker. He can generate powers from Divination and the Change Discipline. Next up, we have the Pink Horrors. These guys are okay. They brought back the Pink and Blue Horrors, I believe, when they hit. Pink Horror is Weapon Skill, Ballistic Skill, Strength, Toughness 3, Initiative 3, Wounds 1, 1 Attack, Leadership 7. These are Infiltry. They have Brotherhood of Sorcerers, Demon of Zinch, page 26, Demonic Instability, and Blue Horrors. When a Pink Horror is in combat, not as a result of a failed Demonic Instability test, place the counter on top of the unit. At the end of initiative step 1, a unit of close combat, one enemy unit locked in close combat with Pink Horror unit, or if the Pink Horror unit has been wiped out, one enemy unit is locked in combat with Pink Horror unit, this phase suffers 1 strength AP 2 hit for every counter placed next to the Pink Horror unit. Even if the Pink Horror unit is wiped out, remove all counters from these been resolved. If the Pink Horror unit has been locked in combat with more than any enemy unit, the Pink Horror's controlling player chooses which. Magic made manifest, unit of 11 through 15 Pink Horrors generate 2 warp charge points. 16 to 20, 3 Psykers, the change discipline. Heralds of Zinch we got up next. The Flamers, apparently they were good and they're nerfed. We have the Burning Chariots of Zinch up next, and the Screamers of Zinch. Okay, I never really cared for the looks of them. Of course, we have Carol's Fate Wheeler, the Blue Scribes. These guys really are one of the reasons why I thought about it. They're two little blue horrors fighting around on a disc, traveling around the universe, trying to find all of Zinch's lost spells. Pretty funny. Pretty funny. We have the Changeling, and we get into Nurgle. We got the Great Unclean One. This is your big ol' nasty demon. Big ol' demon. He's got 6 weapon skill, 3 ballistic skill, 6 strength, 7 toughness, 6 wounds, 4 initiative, 5 attacks, leadership 9. This guy's a monstrous creature. He's a demon Nurgle. Demonic instability, deep strike, poison 4, psyker mastery level 1. He controls biomancy and plague discipline. Next up, we have the Plague Bearers and Nurgle. These guys are 3 weapon skill, 3 ballistic skill, 4 strength, 4 toughness, 1 wound, 2 initiative, 1 attack, 7 leadership. They're infantry, and their upgrade to Plague Ridden is infantry. They come with a plague sword, similar to how the other guys come with their hell sword or whatever that is. Let's see, let me turn to the page here. Let's see. Plague sword. Strength as user. It's melee. Poison plus 4 and touch of rust. Now, touch of rust allows a weapon with a special roll, but it causes a glancing hit and armor penetration roll of a 6. Unless the model would be otherwise calls a penetrating hit. So, get you. You eat up some hull points. Simple as that. Let's see. Next up, we have the Beast Nurgle. These are big old playful puppies. The little story here is pretty cool. It's got the very bulky. It's an attention seeker. pretty cute. Next up, we have the Plague Drones of Nurgle. Now, I think these are pretty cool models. I've seen a couple painted at Adepticon. I really like the way they looked. And looking through the book, these are probably one of the units that I would have picked up if I played in Chaos Demons. These are Jetpack Cavalry, Plague Sword Riding Flies. I like them. We got the Nurglings, and then we got the special characters. We're not going to go over there. We got Keeper of Secrets, Weapon Skill 9, Blitz 6, Strength 6, Toughness 6, Wounds 5, Initiative 10, 6 Attacks, 9 Leadership. Monstrous Creature, the Demon, Demonic Instability, Deep Strike, Perverted Enemy, Eldar, and Dark Eldar. And Psyker Mastery 1. This guy's going from telepathy and excess. Let's see. Demoness, come up. We have Demoness, Weapon Skill 4, Strength 3, 5 Initiative. That's about it. Seekers, Demonets on things. We have the Hell Flayers of Slaanesh. These are your chariots with a lot of blades upon them. And your fiends. You got the Mask of Slaanesh. You got your Chaos Furies, your Demon Princes, your Soul Grinders. I do like the Soul Grinder. It's a giant beast slash metallic crab. He's a weapon skill, ballistic skill, skill 3, strength 6, front armor 13, side armor 13, rear 11. Excuse me. 3 initiative, 4 attacks, 4 hull points. He's a walker. He comes with harvester cannon. And that's pretty cool. Shoots two different types of shells out, 48 inches, both strength 7, both LEP 4, both heavy 3, but the flak shells have sky fire. He can deep strike. He comes with iron claw. Iron claw, let's see. Next page. Iron claw. Range, well, it's a melee weapon. Strength times 2, AP 2. Melee specialist weapon, unwieldy. Not bad. He's got the Demonic Resilience. A monocle with a special rule, ignores crew, shaking the crew stun on a result of 2+. Pretty neat. Plus, you got all the different items you can pick up for this guy. Like, you can take a Balefoot Torrent. It's a template weapon, strength 6, AP 4. Assault 1 turret. The Death Head. I mean, there's a couple things you can do. The demonic gifts and attributes aren't too bad. I can go through everything, but it's really how you would probably want to go through and, you know, they have all their icons that they got. Exalted rewards. Of course, you got your lesser rewards, your greater rewards. Your spells in here. A slew of colored pictures. Definitely using some old demon models. I don't really think that this book, outside of maybe a Zinch disc, let's see, the Hellflayers and the drones, were basically just recycling old demon models. This codex needed to be out. Chaos, Space Marines needed, well, of course, the Chariots of Khorne are new, too. The Chaos Space Marines, I believe, needed a good ally book to have with them to compensate their lacks and benefit their strengths. And I definitely believe the demons are that. Let's see, the demons really aren't... You got your special characters, but when you sit there and you got your troops, they're not really badly priced. A unit of 10 bloodletters is 100 points. 10 pink horrors is 90. 10 plague bearers, 90. Not bad at all. I mean, not looking too bad as in troops. Nurglings are 15 points beat. Base, if you want. The Blood Throne, 75 points. Blood Crushers, they're 135 points for 3. I don't really know the last codex, so I can't really say that this is better or worse. But the talk is that it's not any, it's worse. Fast attacks, Seekers, Health Flares, Plague Drones are fast attack. Let's see. Heavy Support, Soul Grinder, Soul Cannon, Burning Chariot of Zinch, Heavy Support, Seeker Conclave, Exalted Seeker, Slash. And that's it. We got no new Giant Flyers. So this basically is a support book, I think, for the Chaos Space Marines, because you're going to want to take the Hell Turkey in there, because the Hell Turkey's pretty sweet. I just bought my buddy Lynn one for his birthday. Put it together already, and it's a nice-looking model. Now, like I said, I've almost got sucked into this codex. The models are cool, even though they're recycled. They're not bad at all. The color, the variants that you can have, special rules from the Khorne. I'm going to probably say Khorne and Nurgle is what I go with, especially with the Plague Drones. It's pretty nice. At Adepticon, I saw a nice Space Marine army, Chaos Space Marines with the Blight Drones. And they looked pretty sweet. I could envision a whole demon army with some chaos in there. That'd be pretty cool. This is not a bad codex at all. It's very much a self-sufficient codex. It can run with itself, and definitely it can enhance the Chaos Space Marine codex. So I don't know. I'll give it a good call. The guys from the Heroic 28 did better coverage of the codex than I did. I haven't played any games with it. I'm just going on what other people say. And, I don't know. Like I said, the Plague Drones, if they were to get me to play Chaos, this would be the model that got me to play Chaos. Not the Exalted Chariots. They look too bulky. I don't like the new Demonette look. I like the old metal ones. Soul Grinder would be one of the reasons I picked it up. And, the whole Warp Storm role in the beginning of the game, or in the beginning of the shooting phase. I like it as a lot of character. So, I mean, right there, it's a fun little thing. We're going to take a break here for a minute. I probably might play some music or something. Come back and talk what my hopes are and stuff, everything. And, we'll get back to you soon. Well, okay, there is no break. I thought I already posted this. I lost half of this podcast a couple times. I guess the gods of Chaos did not want me to finish this the way I intended. Chaos is fickle. So I'm going to call this one a short one. Next up, we'll have the new White Dwarf. Going over some of the new Apocalypse 2 crap. Sorry, stuff. Talking about some of the new spoilers in the White Dwarf about that. And I just go over that in the usual fashion. We'll be going over some LFO, my thoughts and everything about the new M2E with that going on and everything. I have a winner for the Kaladi box set and Adepticon Fate deck. I'll announce that next episode. And well, that's it for now. I'll go ahead and record in the next day or two and get you another one out soon, I promise. I won't wait no month and a half behind because I am horrible. No, I'm not horrible. Slackers. I've had some health issues. Not going to get into it. If anyone wants to know, let me know. But I'm okay. And it just took me a while to get there. And, maybe we'll go over, start fresh from there, and hope to see you soon. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.